Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
You know, just to bring out your scar tissue, Joe, the year Eric Staal joins the Sabres front office is going to be the year that Carolina and Edmonton meet in the finals again. Right? Would you pick it right now, Carolina-Edmonton? Edmonton up 3-1 after last night's win. Carolina up 3-1.
I did bet Carolina before the playoffs, so I would absolutely pick them to go. Yeah, I would probably pick Edmonton, too.
They're going to beat Winnipeg or Dallas.
Yeah.
And Carolina's got to get through Florida.
Can you name
or Toronto.
The three former Sabres that are on the Hurricanes? Can you name one?
I got to get you this Dallas thing in a moment, but...
Yeah, we got a Cowboys
former
fact
Hurricane
coming.
That's on the...
There are three former Sabres on the Hurricanes. I wonder if you can even name one of them.
Didn't they all combine for a goal at one point?
Chad Ruedel.
They all... No, they. One of them was the game's number one star last night, with a goal and an assist. Not that goal.
Marcus Johansson.
That's actually a good guess. No, Taylor Hall.
Right. Right.
Eric Robinson, who scored almost 20 goals this year or something.
They traded for him from Columbus.
For a seventh round pick.
No,
not even. Wasn't it future considerations?
And then they just let him go and scored 20 goals?
He had a season. Maybe it wasn't 20. Correct. And then Will
had quite a thing
Will
that
Carrier?
Will Carrier is the other one that's on that team, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, Robinson had 14 goals this year.
Sal at 7 to recap rookie camp and maybe some schedule talk as well. So here's the thing I had on the Cowboys for you. Cowboys-Eagles, they will play in week one. The Eagles and Cowboys have played on Sunday Night Football. This feels like, I feel like I've seen this game a lot. The answer is you have.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was the first year the Eagles and Cowboys did not play in a standalone game on television since 2003.
Wow. That's pretty wild.
Yep.
So 22 years?
Yes. Of at least one Eagles-Cowboys in a standalone window.
So when they say standalone, they don't mean 425 on
That's
Fox,
right.
which is... I can imagine that. NFC East in that window, this is beyond that. This is like primetime.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have played on Sunday Night Football, the Eagles and the Cowboys, 14 of the last 16 years.
Okay. Is it also possible that they had it slated for last year and it was flexed out?
I suppose that's possible.
Because
it was a Cooper Rush game or something.
It wasn't flexed out of a night game though. But Eagles Cowboys was week 17 flexed out from 425 to 1.
Okay,
so it would have been last year. No matter what, would have been the first year that didn't happen. But
first year since 2009.
Wow,
that those two did not play in a standalone game.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
We see it a lot.
Yes, we do. Eagles and Cowboys. So one other thing, little Bills note. Did you see the helmet at yesterday's Verizon announcement?
Yes.
The Bills had Verizon's a partner, 5G, something, something, blah, 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 you know, corporate deals at the new stadium. And as part of the announcement, there were two helmets on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was a blue Bills helmet with the city's skyline kind of embossed in
airbrushed.
Sure. All right. Yeah.
That's airbrushed shirts you get at the fair.
Okay.
That's what it looked like to me.
Not Photoshop. Just it's actually, it looks like those, I know exactly what you're talking about, a shirt at the fair. Okay. Is the font at the fair the type of Buffalo authenticity that will have these uniforms?
Mm-hmm.
These rivalries uniforms? I don't think that that's going to be like the rivalries uniform, but it's a different helmet. to Blue Helmet, and people immediately kind of latched on to, like, eh, look at this.
Yeah. I saw that helmet, and my gut reaction was, ooh, I do not like that. I've never liked the blue on blue look for a helmet for the Bills. And then there's the cityscape down below, and I'm thinking, okay, not loving that part either. I guess I don't hate that part either.
Well, one thing about that I think is interesting.
Yeah.
Of all the things that Buffalo is known for, how far down the list do you have to get before you get to the skyline?
Right.
200th?
It's pretty far down.
It's not a thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever. I thought it was a cool helmet.
It's
for a press conference.
It's a cool looking helmet for a press conference. I do not think that's the helmet.
No, I don't.
For the rivalries. In fact, I've talked to somebody yesterday that told me that is not the helmet.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty good authority that's not the helmet. But we'll see. I would be surprised though. It feels more like something that just somebody had laying around somewhere. Like, hey, this is like some artist.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Or whoever did it.
It's one of the 15.
Gave someone as a gift, and like when, it was laying around. Let's put it on the table for the press conference. I don't know how it gets there, but
when they do Josh's first scrimmage at the stadium, and he picks his new helmet that he's going to wear, the one that they've never had before, they have 15 on the table. Like, all right, Josh, which one today? You know, throw one on, get the buzz going. I do like that tradition of him wearing a funky helmet.
Yeah, but anything with the cityscape.
Yeah,
it's not that I hate the city. It's just not. They wouldn't be the team to do that. Wouldn't enough teams do? New York would do that, right?
Yes.
How many other teams would do the cityscape? I mean, or like a famous building from like Seattle would do that, right? With the Space Needle,
maybe
they wouldn't do the whole cityscape. They would just do like the Space Needle, maybe. But
most of these conversations tend to sound like the NBA or the MLB's City Connect.
Yes.
And these rivalries uniforms, whenever they come out, are supposed to be about the rivalry, and I guess I don't know how you do that. Like, how do you incorporate the Bills and Dolphins into the Bills uniform or the Dolphins uniform?
Right.
I guess it's just in the AFC East, and all four of these teams will wear them against each other in the 3 years. But that is not something that's expected to come out in the next couple of days.
It's
before the game happens. And I guess the first indicator of that is when the Bills and Dolphins maybe play, or the Bills and Patriots or whoever.
Yeah. Are you with me, though, on like blue on blue for them? They couldn't pull it off. I wonder what the jersey would look like that would make that look pretty good.
I'm telling you right
but
now.
To me, it is absolutely red and white are far above blue for me.
Okay.
With their colors on the helmet.
The one you showed me yesterday that was the Nickel City, which had brushed nickel helmets and nickel numbers, was the coolest jersey I've seen in a long time.
Wow.
I mean, I think it's great.
Yeah? You're in on that?
Sure.
I did have somebody reaching or tweeting us. Asking, are we even? Is Nickel City even like the top two? Like we're the Queen City, also pointed out City of Good Neighbors. But you can't do that with a jersey.
No,
I don't think
you can't be the Queen. Queen City is not number one because do you know how many Queen Cities there are?
Probably 1,000.
100.
Yeah,
here are the Queen Cities of the United States.
Okay,
according to Wikipedia.
Okay, is it just the second biggest city in every single
state?
There
are three of them in Alabama.
That seems unfair.
There are Camden, Arkansas, Eureka, California, Denver, Colorado is Queen City of the Plains, Hazard, okay. Kentucky, Bangor, Maine, Marquette, Michigan, Traverse City, Michigan. I mean, some of them are bigger. Buffalo, of course, has this. Cincinnati claims it. Charlotte claims it. Allentown, Pennsylvania claims it.
I knew Charlotte claims it because they have that everywhere. In fact, I went to one of the Charlotte FC game. Their logo for Charlotte FC is like a Queen's crown.
Sure.
Yeah.
Burlington, Vermont, Seattle, Washington all have some sort of claim to Queen City.
Okay, so.
And I didn't even get to half of them. I've got three in Pennsylvania. Dickinson, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm. So Nickel City. How many Nickel Cities are there?
Probably not that many.
Less than Queen City? I would probably think that's right. I just wonder with those if they're going to do something like that where they don't look like the Bills.
I've got three of those, and the other two are in Canada.
Okay. That's not that many.
That's not that many. Greater Sudbury and Thompson, Manitoba.
All right.
According to Wikipedia, which, of course, is always trustworthy. 803-0550. PGA Championship week at Valhalla. And
yep.
They had some rain yesterday. Valhalla's a great... Or, no, not Valhalla.
Quail Hollow.
Quail Hollow. I said Valhalla because those two courses have something in common. One, regionally. And two, they're on a lot of the simulators. Like you go to the simulator,
you can
play Quail Hollow. That 18th hole that has a creek running right up the left side of it is pretty wild.
That means we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the morning that was Scottie Scheffler getting arrested, which was one of the wildest live developing stories that I can ever remember.
At Valhalla?
Yeah. Him getting arrested, and then, like, is this real? And then the mugshot comes out, and he's going to make it to round one. Yeah, I wouldn't expect anything like that this year, but...
803-0550. Rory dominates at Quail Hollow, leading many to wonder, you know, can he get the second major and can we start to watch for a Grand Slam this year, potentially? Because where the British is, as well, is a place he does very well. So, the British being the Open Championship, you know what I'm saying. 803-0550, Sal Capaccio, top of the hour on Bills, rookie camp, and some other things along the way, like the schedule. We'll get more details on the schedule this morning from some of the NFL's partners. That's the international games. CBS this morning has an announcement. So maybe we get a Bills game along the way today. Full schedule is out tomorrow. Josh Allen on the Today Show. Deion Dawkins, part of the NFL's schedule release tomorrow. And Howard picks the Bills on Thursday, so you got that going for you. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.